This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Thousands of Israelis protested on Sunday outside the office of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem after Israel announced it had recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Waving Israeli flags and holding banners reading "Now," protesters gathered in their thousands in Jerusalem. Their recovery of the hostages' bodies sparked calls for mass protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, whom many Israelis blame for failing to bring them back alive through negotiation with Hamas. The protest comes as Israel's largest trade union, which represents some 800,000 workers, called a general strike the following day in response to the news of the dead hostages. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for three consecutive days, and if needed, we will add a day.
World Health Organization's representative for Gaza and the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn. The campaign began on Sunday and will move to other areas in coming days. Fighting will pause for at least 8 hours on three consecutive days. Russia's defense ministry said on Sunday air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II.